the 17th chapter, starting in verse 6 and reading down through verse 19. Jesus says these words, "I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. The glory has come to me through, and glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them, I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified." Won't it be wonderful there? Until that time, we have this prayer of Jesus that we can really rely upon, that we can really hold on to, and that we can come to understand a little bit better, so we can see how our Lord Jesus Christ has prayed for us. This prayer, found in John chapter 17, happens on Jesus' last night in front of the disciples before his arrest. He has already washed their feet. He has already spent time with them with the supper. He has already instructed them about the Holy Spirit who is coming to be their guide, to be their director, to be their, the Greek word is paraclete, one who comes alongside and walks along with, the one who ties up next to and continues with. I know as Baptists, you've heard me say this many times, we don't emphasize the Holy Spirit a lot. But the Holy Spirit is that part of the Trinity that is within us, and especially within us as a community. And that Holy Spirit guides and directs us and teaches us things that we still need to learn and grow in. That Holy Spirit is the one who whispers in our ear and says, "Do that. Don't do that. I don't believe in little angels sitting on my shoulders, one telling me something good and one angel telling me something bad that we often name as demons." The word angelos actually means messenger, is what it means. Satan has his own messengers. But I believe in the Holy Spirit that works within us and guides us and directs us. And Jesus has instructed the disciples through this last night with them about all of this. And then he pauses before they leave. And by the way, before they sing a song, Because it says that they sung a song and then they went to the Mount of Olives. This is before all of that. Jesus prays in front of the disciples where they can hear him and where they know what's going on and what's happening. In the first part of this prayer, he prays for himself. The part that I read today, he prays for his disciples, those who have walked with him over the past 3 years. The next verse that I did not read, verse 20, says this, and listen to it very carefully. Jesus says, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one." So what I'm going to share from the prayer that Jesus prays very specifically for his disciples who have walked with him for 3 years is also the prayer that Jesus right now is currently praying for you and for me. And I've listed down four things that Jesus prayed for. There's more, but I want to concentrate on four of them. The very first thing that Jesus does is he prays for them to be protected by God. To put a hedge of protection around them and over them and under them, in front of them and behind them. Jesus prays and says, please protect them. He says more than once in this prayer, don't take them out of the world. Leave them here. Leave them here. Do not take them out of the world. But protect them and keep them safe so that they can live what? God's will in this world and bring the word of Jesus Christ to people who need to know about Jesus as a Savior and as a Lord. Jesus says, protect them. I think that Jesus is still, we studied this past Wednesday night, and as we looked at Hebrews chapter 8, and it says that Jesus has risen, he has ascended, he is sitting at the right hand of God, and he still continues to intercede for us, praying for us. And I still believe that Jesus is praying this same prayer. Lord, protect them. Protect them. The second thing that he prays that's even more difficult for us to understand and grab a hold of. Jesus prays for them to be one, just as he and the Father are one. To try to explain to you the Trinity is a very difficult thing because it doesn't work out logically in our heads. I can say to you that the Trinity is three in one. I can say to you that there is only one God, and that's what the Scripture says. And that God is manifest in different ways. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But look at what Jesus says. He says, God, I want them to be one as we are one. Does that mean that they all need to be identical? No. Is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit identical? No. One in common purpose, one in common desire, one in common reach, one in common help for one another. There is so much. How this would speak to our world if the community in any one church could be of one mind. Think about that. If the community of people in any one church could be of one mind about how God's directing and asking that church to work in the midst of the community, where they are planted, what would that show the community? Wow, look at them. Look at how they support and encourage one another. Look at how they lift each other up. Look at how they walk with one another even through the most difficult times. And look at how they have great joy and excitement about the salvation that God has brought them. You know, a community like that will attract folks. A community like that will bring folks in. Because people in our society are looking for someone to walk the journey with them. They don't know how to do it. And they're not sure how to do it. But if somebody will walk alongside with them. So what is Jesus still praying? Jesus prays for them to be one. Just as he and the Father are one. Jesus also prays for them to have the full measure of the joy he knows. Folks, we're not talking a teacup here. We're not talking a small measuring cup. We're not talking about the big glass that you use. The glasses or the cups that I use normally contain at least a liter. I drink a lot. I know some of you are trying to wrap your head around that, a liter glass, but that's what I've got. Mine has a top on it. Because I found out if I don't have a top on it, the cat likes to participate in my drink also. And I'm not favorable of the cat participating in my drink. Plus, I haven't grown up enough yet that I don't spill it when I walk around the house. Maybe one day that might happen. A full measure of the joy that Jesus knows. Can you even grasp just a little bit of that? What would happen if you grasped just a little bit of that? A full measure of the joy. And what if we walked around the community living that joy? It would be attractive for people. Right? Amen. So that's all I got to do is look, because he can't hear me. It's not going to be any fun when the plexiglass comes down. The full measure. I will tell you, and I know Jan will support me in this, that with Jerry and I around here, there's a lot of joy that happens here at the church. Amen, Jan? Sometimes more joy than Jan can handle. Isn't that right, Carol? Amen? More joy. Yeah. I can tell you what, there's more joy that comes out of that choir room. Sometimes I've had to go in and ask Carol in the library to turn her radio down because it's just too loud. She's pointing at you. I will tell you that sometimes the joy overtakes Jerry, and I can hear it in my office. And what a wonderful thing that is. This is what Jesus is praying about. May the full measure... I'm talking good about you now.
Okay, good.
That's what Jesus is talking about. The full measure of the joy that he knows. He's still praying that for us. And Jesus also prays for them to be sanctified, to be set apart for God's purpose. Jesus prays for them to be sanctified, To be holy, to be sanctified, means to be set apart for God's purpose. Are you set apart for God's purpose? Do you live your life for the purpose of God and not the purpose that you designed? Are you sanctified? Sanctification is a process. It does not happen all at one moment. It is a process. You come to Jesus Christ, and I believe it happens this way. You accept Him as your Savior, saying, Lord, I acknowledge that the work that You did for me upon the cross saves me and brings me eternal life. And at some other moment, I believe, because very few people make this decision at the same time, people come to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and are now willing to say, yes, Lord, where You're guiding me, where You're leading me, where You're asking me to step, that is where I will go. Yes, Lord. If you can ever say, when God comes to you or Jesus Christ comes to you and says, here's where I want you to step, here's what I want you to do, here's how I want you to reach out. If you can ever say, no, Lord, then Jesus is not your Lord. If you ever go, no, Lord, I can't do that, then you have not fully made that decision yet to make Jesus Christ your Lord. If you say, Lord, that's too hard, that's impossible, I can't do that. What did Jesus pray? He prays for them, He prays for us to be sanctified, to be on a path that's a continuing, growing journey, where we understand more and we are transformed to look more like our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you growing that way? Or are you just coming to church? Are you growing that way? Let me list for these four things for you again. Jesus asked them to be protected by God. Jesus prays for them to be one as He and the Father are one. Jesus prays for them to have the full measure of the joy that He knows. Jesus prays for them to be sanctified. And I believe, by reading this scripture, that Jesus still prays these things for us today. At this moment, right now, for you, by name. That's how Jesus is praying. How that works out, I don't know. I don't have to figure that out. I just have to rejoice in the fact that Jesus can do that. That Jesus can pray for every one of us by name, right now, at this moment. Don't have to figure it out. Isn't that wonderful? Don't take that on as an obligation to try to figure out how that works. Just accept the fact that Jesus is praying these things for you, I believe, right now, sitting at the right hand of God and leaning over to God and saying, God, please protect them. God, teach them how to be one. God, give them the full measure of joy that they can get in life. And God, sanctify them. So if Jesus is praying these things for you right now by name, you've got a choice to make. You see, this relationship with God is a two-way thing. And Jesus is praying these prayers for you. The choice you have to make is, will you allow Jesus' prayer request to be answered in your life? Will you allow Jesus' prayer request to be answered in your life? You have a choice to make. You can decide not to be joyful. You can decide not to learn more about growing spiritually. You can decide to walk outside the protection of God. And you can decide, I'm not going to be one with everybody else no matter what. I'm striking out and I'm doing my own way. What will you decide? Will you allow Jesus' prayer request to be answered in your life? Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for praying for us by name at this moment, sitting right next to the Father God. Thank you. Lord, what a tremendous thing it is to realize what you're praying for us. Help us to examine our lives and to see where we need to let you have your way in our lives. Show us how we can be flexible. Show us how we can be moldable. Show us how we can stay in your hands and be useful. Show us how to grow on this spiritual journey that you've called us all to. Lord, may the very prayers of Jesus Christ be answered in each one of our lives and in the life of this community of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.